pointing right at you. Repent. Right? Get right with God. Stop doing that. See how good that works? But it would be a freak show if it was in the middle of my back and I had to turn this way and point at you. Wouldn't it? Now you go read 1 Corinthians 12 and you're not going to think my illustration is so weird. Because Paul says, if an eye says, all I do is see, then where's the hearing? And if the ear says, well, I want to see and sit here, well, where's the hearing? He just keeps going on and on. And then he sums it up by saying, God has placed you in the body of Christ where it pleases him. You couple that with Psalms 92, those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Do you want God on the scene when you go to church? There's how. If you obey, God shows up. What about when you go to work? You're not feeling too spiritual then, right? Monday always cometh. And people say, oh, Blue Monday, good. But I'm people nowadays, you know, they know me now. They didn't know me yesteryear, but they know me now. They say, oh, yeah, you got it easy, preacher. You only work one day a week. Had a guy tell me that recently. Work one day a week. I said, well, where were you when I got a call at 11 o'clock at night or 4 a.m. the other day? Where were you? Where were you? Oh, I don't take those. I have a 9-to-5. I said, well, pastoring, there's no 9-to-5, right? But the same thing I'm preaching to you applies to me as pastoring. If I'll do what the word says and preach the word and be unflagging, never backing up, showing you in what way your life is wrong so that you make the adjustment, then God is on the scene when I preach. You, however, when you go to work, what about then? If some of you have a job that doesn't feel too spiritual, maybe you're stocking shelves, selling shoes. I don't know what you do. But whatever it is, selling cars, did you know that if you'll look at Colossians 3:23, you'll see that whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man, knowing that of the Lord you're going to receive the reward. And then you couple that with promotion doesn't come from the north, the south, I'll add it, the east or the west. It comes from above. So when you go to work, you say, well, no matter what the boss man says, I'm going to go with all my heart. It won't be long till you're promoted. Why? Because God showed up on the scene. Now, I took all those illustrations. I don't want to take much more time. I just want you to know, if you want God involved with your finances, what do you do? What the scripture says, you bring the tithe. You give, and it'll be given unto you. We could go on. There's so many. You honor the Lord with the first fruits of all the increase that you have and all your substance. Then your barns will be filled with plenty. Say plenty. Say overflow.
Overflow.
Say abundance. Jesus said, I came that you may have life and life more abundantly beyond measure. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Pastor Johnson taught me that years ago. He's here tonight. He said, preachers preach at the drop of the hat and they drop the hat. I dropped the hat and started preaching there. I'm supposed to be exhorting. So. How many feel like giving now? Why? Because I want God involved in my finances. How about you? If I want God to show up on the scene, I just do what he says. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for how simple this is, that even a little child could get this. There's hope for me. Maybe that's why I must humble myself as a child to enter the kingdom. I thank you that you would perform your word. And every person who by faith brings their tithes, brings their offerings tonight, Lord, that they would receive exactly what you promised. And even if there were no promises, what an honor. What an honor that you're Jehovah Jireh. What an honor that you're our God, that you're our provider. And what is a sacrifice to the one that gave us life tonight? Be honored. Our great high priest in heaven, as we bring these tithes and these offerings to you in Jesus' name. If you agree with that, say amen. I don't know if we have our normal confession up. I didn't tell them in the back, do we have that? No, that's okay. Well, stand with me. I think Accelerate Church probably knows it well enough. Say it with me. It's breakthrough time. Come and give. Yeah. I declare God's favor surrounds me like a shield. Inheritances. Glory. I tell them to be released to me. Opportunities for advancement are hunting me down. I call for raises and bonuses. I tell my wallet and bank account to be full. I speak that I'll walk in double for my financial trouble. Amen. Because the Lord delights to see me prosper. The Lord. Yeah, I have the mind of Christ. Therefore, I'll be inspired with God ideas and inventions that will come. Yeah, It's time for overflow. I speak abundance over. Yeah. More and more. Do you believe that? Glory to God. Well, let's worship and praise the Lord. Let's press in. Praise God.
Shout out to God. For his goodness, for his provision.
Jesus.
I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. It doesn't matter what my circumstances look like. It doesn't matter what my situation looks like, because time and time again, you've been faithful. Your track record is perfect. Your track record is victory. Your track record is above and not beneath, the head and not the tail. Your track record is bringing me from bondage to freedom. Your track record is deliverance. Your track record is healing. Your track record is victory in every area, Lord. Come on, begin to praise Him for His victory tonight. Oh, hallelujah. You've been faithful, and I know You'll be faithful. So I praise You in advance tonight. We praise You on the battlefield. There's victory in the blood. There's freedom in the blood. There's healing in the blood. For the love of Jesus, reach out and grab it tonight. to Calvary when Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears. He laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance by heaven's door. Messiah still didn't walk. Oh, Ever known. It'll come at times like a blanket over our congregations. It'll be totally me, not partially me. I will just come when I feel like it. Those places who will allow me, I'll just show up. I'll show up unannounced, and I'll be with you. Be ready for my appearing. Be ready for my visitation. And draw from me. But it is my desire, saith the Lord, that I draw you in deeper and give you the strongest, most anointed, and sweetest hug that I have ever given you, my children. We receive that, Lord. I receive that, Lord. Just tell him that. I receive that, Lord. I receive that, Lord. Oh, the love of God. The love of God is so strong. God is such a deliverer, a healer, a forgiver. a forgiver. There are people right now in this building and by television, internet, stream. You think you've done so bad that it's unrepairable. The Lord says to you tonight, I forgive you. I forgive you. You forgive others. Be anointed to walk in this liberty and in this freedom in your very life. Yes. There is a demon. I guess all demons are kind of vicious, but this demon is causing very, very vicious attack against your life. I'm sure this hits multiple people, but we're not guessing. This is God speaking through the mouth of his vessel. I command that demon to stop right now. And all of his little imps, demons, partners, and every person being used by this foul spirit. I prophesy, you know who I'm talking about. I prophesy that their scheme will come unraveled. Their plan to hurt you will be exposed. All of the things they feel that they could hurt us with, it's going to be revealed by God, and it's going to be to their horrible shame. And if they don't repent, we're listening to this. If they don't repent, it will cost some of them their very natural lives. They've crossed the line. This is what I see in the spirit. I don't want to see these things. I don't ask to see these things. But I do see by the power of God. I am a seer in that aspect. Through the word of knowledge, you know, Holy Spirit. If they don't back off, it will cost some of them their very life. We should go into intercession right now. Do it. You may not even be attacked. Yet this word might not even fit you. Then pray for somebody else. Lord, spare their life. We call them to repentance. We call them to repentance. Drop the charges. Stop the attack. Stop the assault. Live and don't die. Stop being an unjust servant and think you're forgiven of everything, but you hold another person by the throat. May this anointing be released. Now let's pray in the Holy Ghost. If you're not baptized in the Spirit, say, Lord, please, let me be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Let me be filled with the Holy Spirit. And please give me my prayer language. So la mande la blisake. So la mande le mozogato. So ki la mande la blisapa. Mandola katela pacheco dola mozaka. Manda la vazaka dola mozaka. In the name of Jesus. 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 Look up here, we're going to do something. Look up here. In my Christian walk, especially in the early years, I've been walking with God since 1972. I've been preaching since about 75 or something. So I've been with God a long time. In my earlier years, even when I went to Bible college, I went to Pentecostal Bible College in Los Angeles, we were taught that if you haven't forgotten what someone has done to you, then you haven't forgiven them. I kind of know where they were going with that, but my friends, you're not God. It is impossible for you to totally erase your memory of things of betrayal and desertion, and things of attack, and things that really hurt your life. God can do that. You can. So it spawned me and one of my dads in the faith, Roy Hicks,
One of the men I've known a long time, I think he was in on it, Jack Hayford. He's a Four Square guy as well. And we got praying on forgiveness. And I believe we came up with the best definition I've ever heard. It simply means to drop the charges. It doesn't mean you're healed yet. It doesn't mean the relationship's repaired. In fact, it may never get repaired. So things can cut that deep. You can, it's like a rubber band. You can stretch the fibers of life so far, they snap, and some of them can't be repaired. But the idea of, I feel good about you, let's be buddies and friends again, we pray that that would happen. Wouldn't that be cool? But in most cases, it will not. But we stop the pursuit. Say it. Stop.
Stop the pursuit.
Stop gathering people in your little army to attack, to defame, to disassemble that other human, especially if they're blood washed. That includes social media, which I should call anti-social media. I just throw this out there while we're under this anointing. You might get mad at me, but you won't get that mad because the Lord's in the house. I beg of some of you to stop, shut down all your accounts. You're not mature enough to be on social media. You're spiritually not mature enough. They suck you in. You play their game. You debate on a second grade level. You, some of you slander or you hear slander. They even cut your preachers. They cut your church. They mock your God, and you're still going to be their friend? You're not mature enough. Now, I'm looking around to everybody, so you got to decide yourself. But I'm just telling you, there's a lot of people that Satan is setting you up for trouble because you're breaking hedges.
Yeah.
The Bible says, he who breaks a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. And we're not talking about a reptile. Drop the charges. Drop the charges. Stop pursuing. Stop trying to prove your point. Stop trying to kill the other guy. Forgiveness means to give in first. Four. Give in first. You're going to love it when you drop the charges. Then you don't think about it. You don't sleep anymore going to bed with that memory of that. You don't go to lunch with those people. Every time you go to lunch, every time something's said, it's regurgitated. No, just drop the charges. That's true forgiveness. Amen. We're going to do it right now. I told you we're about to do something. Close your eyes with me. And think about those who have really honestly done you wrong. Please, please don't bring up some little hurt feelings because you're so prideful and arrogant. Somebody talked to you wrong, too loud, used the wrong word, and oh, bless your little heart, you're crushed. Get out of that. Get out of that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about true violations, true assaults, true attacks, like the true maiming of your character. Someone attacking you on purpose. Someone deserted you on purpose. Someone betrayed you on purpose. Now you say to God this. You follow me with it and then I'll turn you loose to talk to Jesus on your own. You say it after me. Not to me, after me. Lord Jesus, I forgive that person, those people. I won't pursue. I will protect myself the best I can, and my family, and my life and ministry. But I will not pursue. I will not go down on their level and debate, argue, fight, or even respond. I forgive them by dropping the charges. I'm done with the pursuit. I turn them over to you so you can have them. You deal with it, please, in the name of Jesus. Now I led you in that. Now you do it on your own. Come on, we're just having a Holy Spirit conference. Just do it on your own. Talk to Jesus. If you want to bring up the people, Lord, I forgive whoever, John, Mary, Billy, those people over there. But take a minute. Take a minute. This is an unusual time right now before God. Just take a minute. Talk to Jesus. Apostle Capella.
Thank you.
Salaglisto Colomendo, Labashaka. Zande, Lekoshoko, Colomisaka. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Shakata. Come on, come on, come on. The Lord is right here, right now, in this house. Maybe you can not. I can feel his presence right now. I know he's here right now, and he's doing this work among us. This is totally an unplanned evening. This is totally where the Lord has led us. This has nothing on any of our agendas to lead us to this place, except for it is what God had on his mind. And we love you for it, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
My God. May I in awesome wonder consider all the world that has happened. I see the stars. I hear the
He is healing hearts right now. The inner man. Right now, 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 right now. Be healed. He bore your griefs and sorrows. Be healed. You are great, you are great, you are great, you are great, you are great.
My soul, my Savior God, to me.
One more time, Josh.
My soul.
Come on, we're not in a hurry. Press in and touch the hem of his garment. So came on down Abashakana. Yes, 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 yes.
My soul, my Savior God, to me. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Jesus, we receive this healing tonight. Inside, you said that not only by your stripes where we have healing in our bodies, bodily healing in the atonement, you said, your word says that you bore, carried, paid the price for our griefs and our sorrows. Heal this open wound. Some of you have a gash in your heart. You're doing everything you can to stop the hurt and the pain and the inner bleeding of the soul. The Lord said, I've come tonight with the stitchery of God, and I'm going to stitch that closed. Some of you have been so bruised. The Lord knows you've tried so much, so hard, and he's come to heal tonight. Receive it from him. Receive it from him. Be healed on the inside. In the name of Jesus. Wow, the Lord has led us here, hasn't he? In Jesus' name. Can you move to your seat without interrupting the Holy Spirit? If you can. Move to your seat. If you can do it, no visiting, You know, just respect his presence. Respect his presence. Oh, Sapato Babashikata. The Lord has been speaking to me about this all day long, off and on. He said, I'm coming tonight, that would be here now. I'm coming tonight to touch my daughters in the faith who have, I call it female problems. I'm not going into details. Number one, I'm not a medical doctor. Number two, I don't want to go into details. I don't want any lady to come up exposed. It's not our goal. But in a moment, I'm going to lay hands on the ladies, disciples, who are battling in their bodies. I think you men, you married men should know, ladies' bodies go through a whole lot more than what any man's body normally goes through. Now, I'm not talking about if someone had cancer. Some of the enemies to the body, they're not prejudiced. They don't care your culture. Cancer doesn't care your culture. Cancer doesn't care if you're male or female, young or old. Not what I'm talking about. But ladies' bodies, now God wants them healed. But I watched my grandma, my mama, my pretty bride of 52 years, my daughters, my granddaughters, the ladies in our church, their bodies are normally in quite a warfare. Most ladies have to keep faith on their bodies all the time. I hope you men know that. And I hope you add that to your prayer list, that all of our grandmas and moms and daughters in the faith and sisters, that they're being upheld by us. No amens on that? So if you're battling something in your body, now I'm going to be at ease a minute. I don't do any interviews. I'm not even going to ask you what it is. I'm not even going to ask you to whisper it in my ear, because honestly, it's none of my business, but it is his. And the beauty of God, our God, is he knows everything anyways. I notice people think that God finds out when you tell him. Well, the Lord didn't know I was sinning until I repented. Oh, yes, he did. Sorry. He does. He knows everything. He's omniscient. I hope you've learned this as a Christian, that just because God knows everything doesn't mean he's caused everything. No, the Lord predestined some things, but it's because of foreknowledge. He saw it in advance. He can see the whole thing. So if I'm sitting on the side of a hill and there's an intersection, roads, and I see a car coming this way and a car coming this way, and as they get closer to the four-way stop, I look ahead and I say, they're going to crash. Bang, they crashed. I didn't cause the crash. But because I could see it, I could say, I'll just predestine they're going to crash. But that doesn't mean that God, though he sees and knows everything, causes it. We have to be really smart with it. There's multiple reasons to be really smart about this, but one of the greatest ones is this. If you have our God on your hit list, that he's making you sick, he's hurting your body, he's stealing your children, he's ruining your marriage, all he wants is your money. See, the list goes on. There is no higher power in the entire universe above God. So when you blame God for any of this stuff, you have nowhere to turn. Shut up, swell up, puss up, fall down and die, because there's no savior beyond God. There's no true healer beyond God. So this must be for somebody. I'm not intended to say this. Don't blame God and stop blaming him because he's not on your clock. Right, Pastor Keith? You pastored for years. Right, Pastor? All right, Ricky, you pastored for many years. How many people say, well, where was God? I prayed he didn't show up, like he's the failure. I gave no 100-fold return. Oh, God failed me. God is such a failure. So that's what I'm talking about. You can't even put God on the hit list that he didn't answer when you thought he should.
Amen.
Because where are you going to turn now? So in this church, I know your pastor very well. I know where he came from. And I'll flat guarantee in this church, we do not believe that God tortures you to get your attention, kills your babies, takes your spouse because he needs them in heaven, or some other really weird deal. We do believe there's sickness and disease and you can damage yourself. We do believe in demonic oppression. We see that in people. We believe, we see the infirmities that are in people's lives. But the Lord said, you exhort on that a minute before you lay hands on the ladies that need it tonight. And we'll ask Vicki to come and help me in a minute. But when you come forward, if you choose to, if you come forward tonight, I want you to hear me. Because some people respond to everything, and then you're not going to get anything. This is a specific call, right? Sorry, I chuckled because one time we were in a Holy Spirit conference. I think we were in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I called for ladies to come up that had, you know, women problems. I don't want to call all that out. I'm not. But for healing. And so some ladies come up and we started laying hands on them for healing. And I got, I can't remember, 5, 6, 7, 10. And then there's a man. Now, nowadays, that might not be quite so abnormal. But back in that day, so I whispered in his ear. I said, my brother, this was a call for those who have women problems. He goes, oh, I got women problems. But just for clarity, I don't want to see one male child in this altar call tonight. Praise God. To be comfortable, I want everyone to stand again just for a minute. Come on, everybody stand. Now, lady disciples, if you have something going on in your body that has to do with female stuff, this is a call. Now, that you might be sick, you might be, but so could the men. But the Lord specifically said, lay hands on my daughters who are having problems that would be considered a female issue in your body. If that's you and you want us to put a hand on you, that's what we're here for. This is a Holy Spirit conference. We're just being led by the Spirit. And so you come now. The ushers will help you. You know, and Vicki and I are going to lay hands on you. And the church is going to agree with us. And you're going to have healing manifest in your body. That's what we're believing for right now. In the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. Josh, sing again while we get set up here. Whatever's on your heart. We worship. Everybody worship for a minute.
And when I see that God is Son of Spirit sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. Is that on the cross? My burden that he bears, he bled and died to take away.
The blood of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus. By the laying on of hands. Healed in the name of Jesus. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Once and for all, finally, the healing power of God to miraculously touch your body. Be healed in the name. Be healed in the name. Here he comes on you. Finally. Yes, be healed. Top to bottom. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be healed. Lava Shokala, Lava Shokama. Be healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Be healed. Tap about. Healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Finally, let us shut up from the Bashika
There is no one else like you.
Listen to me, all you streaming.
Yeah.
Wherever you're at on this planet, I call your body healed by the blood covenant, by the work of Calvary of our Savior, already paid for. My dear friend, James Sleater, put your hand on your back right now. I call you healed. There's others going into surgery tomorrow. God said, I know of a couple people, of course, our partners, but God said there are people literally streaming with us that are going into surgery tomorrow. I say that surgeon is going to have the most immaculate day he has ever had, and the great physician will be next to your bed. Thank you, Miss. You are a true and living God. You are the only true and living God. And we worship you tonight. We thank you for what you're doing in our midst. Thank you, my Lord, that you're in this room with us right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I feel like praying in the Holy Ghost. Join me if you'd like to. Kebaseno la mande la pisto. Safase kemendo. Magonda yeblise kolabashaka. Zangandola be. Lebatola nashaka. Shakatola nashaka. Not only will there be a new refreshing fall upon both of you. Not only will you feel stronger. Not only on the way home from here will you say, thank God we made a way. That was our conference. We were supposed to be there. Not only so, but I'm about to put money in your hand, people in your care, and give you opportunities to preach what I have instilled in you and put in you to say in these days. They've been trained, Master. They've been anointed. They've been ordained. Let this anointing just be added to everything they got. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your tree is about to bring forth and plop out with good fruit. I speak it over you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Be seated, please. Don't touch the anointing. See, sometimes in church, we shift gears with the preacher. Sometimes you're supposed to. You know, we do the worship and then we do an offering. You know, a pastor, in order to have a Bible church service, he's got to get certain things in there. He can't just say, woo, wow, wasn't that great? Look, Mom, no hands. No. And so, like right now, when I said be seated, you want to be really smart. I almost want to say careful that you don't quench what God's doing, thinking we're just shifting gears. Because all we really did was just sit down. If you want to walk in the glory cloud, you have to respect the glory cloud. I had an entirely different way and thing to do that I thought the Lord wanted me to do tonight. But I have this covenant with Master Jesus. I'm just a servant. I believe that with all my heart. I'm no big deal. I don't think you're any big deal. I hope you don't think I'm some big deal. He's the only big deal. And I don't really care what he does and how he uses me. As long as I know when I go lay on my bed tonight, I can honestly say, Lord, to the best of my ability, I tried to hear your voice and steer the Holy Spirit conference, not the Mark Barclay conference, to steer the conference exactly where you wanted it to go. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So pray with me I'm not lost. I just feel like praying in the Holy Ghost. Pray with me a minute. Say, Pala Dola Mashika. Again, wherever you're at, all over the world, streaming even, if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, everybody can be. It's the will of God that even those who are far off can have this wonderful, powerful prayer language. Stefano Mandela Blastico La Moshakato. I would like, keep praying. So you just, right like that, you shift to gears. Just keep praying. I would like the fivefold ministry gift that if you're a lady, fivefold, or the wife of a fivefold, because some pastors or ministers' wife don't see them that way. If that's you, I want you to stand to your feet. If you're a female and you're a fivefold ministry gift or you're married to one, you stand to your feet. I'm going to recruit you to help me. Just when I said, let's pray in the Holy Ghost, the Lord said, here's what I want you to do. Oh, Lord. I have such a cool message to preach tonight, and it's going to go down in flames. I have, in my lifetime, seriously, I have thousands of messages and sermons I have written, studied for. How about you, Doc? In hundreds, you never got to preach. Either God didn't let you, or he did something like tonight, or he said, save that for another time. I'm very respectful to God. I'm never sassy with God about anything. But I always kind of find a sweet way, like Moses said, when he talked to God, or how about Abraham when he prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah, now, Lord, don't kill me. I'm going to bring it up again. Don't smite me. It'd be real smart. I almost want to say careful when you approach God. He's not our bud and pal. You better learn that quick. He's not one of us. We don't even compare to this God. And so, you know, what do we care? Anyways, let's obey God. Let's obey God. Let's obey God. Let's obey God. So I want these holy women to come stand up here. I'm going to ask you to lay hands on people in a minute. Come up, get prayed up, get ready, face the congregation. And while we were praying in the Holy Ghost, the Lord Jesus said, lay hands on every female disciple in this house. We wish we could, all of you streaming too, but there's just certain things you can and can't do through media, you know, and through tools. But if you're a lady disciple and you didn't already come up and you would like these holy women to put a hand on you, then come up here and get ready right now. Any lady in the house and you did not get hands laid on you a few minutes ago for healing, just get in the aisles. Don't come up here yet, guys. Just hold them in the aisles for me, please. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The ushers are going to help you in just a minute. I love working with the Holy Spirit. He is so smart. He is so smart. Praise God. I don't know, Josh, do we have enough ushers to work this line? You'll make it work? Why'd I ask? Because some people, when the anointing is this thick, like, can you feel it up here? Because I can. Some people go out in the spirit. They get, or Pentecostals call it, slain in the spirit. because of that, all you lady preachers, look at me. You make sure you're in eye contact with an usher before you lay hands on anybody. That gives the ladies the confidence that if they start to go over, their brain doesn't kick in and then they get robbed from what God might have had for them. It also means nobody's going to get, you know, bumped around and hurt or something. Praise God. Who's the head usher around? Randy, I've been wanting to talk to you. Your guys are doing an extraordinary job. Now get back to work. Aren't they, everybody? These people are well trained around here. Well trained. They also don't look too bad. You're looking pretty good, bud. You clean up pretty nice. Maybe we should pause a minute and do an usher inspection. Those are cool shoes, man. I would never wear them. But they look good on you. You'd probably never wear these, would you? You would? Or you ain't getting them. I'm not fooling around, just for the record. I'm waiting for God to set upon us and giving me the go word, and then we'll lay hands on you. But if we don't just obey God, then all we do is lay hands on people. Amen. Praise God. A little late for dinner, are you? Did that recruit you? Yeah? Good job. Does he go to church here? Do we even know the guy? Is he a Christian? I love you guys. I love this church. This church is hot, man. Yeah. Thank God for you. All right, ladies, in line. I want to help you because I want you to touch so deep. Whatever you're coming up for. You may not even have any issues anywhere. You're just coming up to be anointed, and that's okay. But when you get in this line, you stop praying, you stop humming, you stop singing. And when you know it's your turn, you stand in front of one of these holy women, you lift your hands up, and you be of a quiet spirit. The reason is it's almost impossible for a human to receive and pull in when you're putting out, like singing, praying, oh God. There's a time for that, but not in this line. Is that okay? The ushers will help you. It doesn't matter what minister you stand in front of. It really doesn't. Because it isn't them doing anything, but being used as a point of contact. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this sweet anointing. For some reason, you have made this daughter night, and that's okay with us. All you ministers, put your hand up, and we'll come by and touch you. Thank you, Lord, for the sweet anointing of God. La bashoko la nashe kele vino mangade. Be anointed. Let this flow out of you to bless the daughters in the faith, to bless the sisters, the moms, the grandmas, the female disciples, in the name of Jesus. All right, let's go. Let's go. Come on. You know what to do now. Let's do it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It does not matter what minister you stand in front of. Amen. Just make sure it's just you and her. Because it's God doing the touching. It's God doing the blessing. I call you blessed. I say your life's going to be better than it's ever been. Because the touch of God is on your life. Sakaba. Lemondor Liblashte Kela Bosha Bosha. Everybody else in the house, you pray or sing right now with the worship team. Pray or sing. We are not spectators. We are participators. Bless these at home. Darren. Thank you. that camera's hot right there. Pray over all the ladies at home.
Father, we just thank you for a mighty anointing resting on those watching online, those ladies watching online. Impartations by the Spirit, even in their cars, even in their homes. The cloud of glory rests on them in their homes. Impartation by the Holy One. Father, we thank you now for a mighty increase, a mighty impartation of your Spirit and those watching. Lord, after tonight, they will never be the same. Steps up in the anointing, steps up in the things of God. In Jesus' name.
Anointed you by God.
In Jesus' name.
To live your best life. Strong. Healed.
Thank you.
Anointed.
Thank you, Jesus.
That every burden would be lifted off from your life.
In Jesus' name.
Every yoke would be destroyed. For your best day. Strength. I speak energy. I speak strength and I speak energy. In the name of Jesus Christ of
Thank you.
Strong today, to win, to have victory as a daughter of God. Thank you, ladies, preachers. This anointing tonight was not just for tonight. This anointing tonight was to take home. God said, so we can live a better life, ladies, stronger, 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 stronger. More energy, 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 more strength inside, more wisdom to deal with your families, and on and on and on. Everybody say, divine deposit.
Divine deposit.
That's what happened here. Yes, it was laying on of hands, and yes, it was the fresh anointing, but sometimes the Lord puts stuff so deep in you, it's like a lifetime deposit. That's what happened here tonight. And politely speaking, when I go to my hotel room, I'm going to ask the Lord why he never told me he was going to do any of this. Not really. I'm just going to shut my mouth and repent for what I just said. Can you help me with an offering before we go? A conference offering. I know we took a church offering. Thank God. I'm a local church guy. Now, Jeremy's one of my sons in the faith. This is one of my churches. But no matter where I go to do conferences, I do almost every meeting I do in a church building. And I always take care of that local church because I'm a local church guy. People argue with me in a way, but I'm not sure you can make it in the last days without a church family, elders Amen. Looking over you, Amen. And a good shepherd under Christ's teaching. Amen. I really don't. I feel bad for people that think church isn't worth anything. I feel sometimes, I feel like Christians can't do the math on how important it is to be in God's house. And it hurts their life. Anyways, thank you for doing that. When I told you, go up, greet your folks, it's church time, take your offering. You did it, you didn't say much, but you had that little hesitation look you get on your face once in a while. Thank you. We honor you for doing that. So that was the offering for the church. I hope you all put something in it. I did. I love local churches, man. Now, what we're going to do right now is receive an offering towards the conference budget. Some people, I've learned this because I've done this for so long. Some people do. They don't care about the money. They don't care if I give a report right now. I've literally had people tell me, Doc, don't take the time. Don't spend your time. We don't care. We're going to give. But when I go to a meeting and it's extended and there's a budget, I don't require it. I actually don't request it. I always like to know, hey, where are we at? We doing okay? We doing not okay? You know, whatever. I think I learned that because I pastored now for 5 decades. And I don't remember, doctor, ever. Well, maybe once or twice, but most never did anybody ever call me from my church on Monday morning and say, did we meet the budget of the church? But I have to look at it. Okay. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Our conference budget for coming here was $78,654. That is a boatload of money. That's like twice what my first house cost. And yes, I'm that old. But it's a real deal. It's a real deal. I don't rent limousines. I don't stay in penthouses. It's just a real deal. Now, the good part of that, in our program called Kill the Giant, that's where some of you are part of that. And you give in advance for future conferences. And then we divide that up among the different conferences we do in a year. And we were able to take $5,000 right off this budget before we ever took an offering. There were some, amen, there were some pre-offerings from different ministers and believers that added up to $6,700. So before we ever took the offering last night, we were already from $78,600 down to $66,954. Last night's offering was $20,700. And some sense. You better clap. That's a lot of pennies. So tonight, that brings it down to $46,254 and some cents. I believe we're going to do it tonight. No pressure. Seriously, I didn't bring you here to pressure you for money. I don't use any gimmicks to raise money. I don't use any sensationalism to use money. This is the real budget. This is what we need. Sow what you can. And that includes people that are streaming with us. Some of you, I don't expect this, but there are people with us in here and streaming. They are so rich, they could just write a check right now, pay the whole thing. I'm not asking you to, not telling you to. I'm just saying. But I don't expect that. I more see God move when everybody sows something of what they can do. I'm of the opinion, you could be different, that you could not buy, there's not enough money to buy what God did in these ladies' night lives tonight. Exactly. Did you see it? Did you see how God got inside of them? Life-changing. Totally life-changing. This is our grandma and our moms and our daughters and our sisters. So, we're going to sow tonight. Would you agree with me? I call this budget completely, totally paid. I claim that whatever you and I sow into this budget, including all of you by, you know, television streaming, I claim in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that every penny we put into this conference, one, will have the satisfaction that we were able to be part of it, sow to it, pay for it. But I also claim a biblical return. I have a right to do that. I have an assignment to do that. Those of you that are my partners, you know, I'm just going to tell you, I'm a severe partner to have. Sorry if that sounds arrogant. I really am. I take partnerships serious. I have a duty. You give to our ministry, I have a duty to go before God and receive it and bless you, your life, your ministry, your church, your business, your home, and call the hundredfold return back into your life. That's my duty. I don't just get the money and go. I have a, like all good preachers, I have a responsibility, and I exercise it. Ushers, help me if you will. Get an envelope if you need one. You can give a look at the screen if you need to. You can give digital. Those of you streaming and such, you can also give online right now, different ways. Sow something. Don't be a person that sows nothing. Sow something to the work of God. I believe whatever you sow, big or little, this conference was worth it. No amens on that? And just think, we got two full days and nights yet of what God's going to say to us. Praise God. I'm probably going to do this again, but Josh mentioned it earlier. I am so, we are so blessed. I know there's a lot of visitors and preachers and such. We are so blessed with this church right here that you took all the time you did to prepare your facilities, all the hours of prayer, crying out to God. I'd like to tell you, it paid off. You did right. And we're not done yet by far. Raise your hand to heaven and say, bless me even more before this week is over. In Jesus' name. All right? Keep writing. Get ready. We're going to bring it forward in a minute. I always say this, you know. When I was a baby preacher, I preached, taught, and worked after God left a long time ago. You know, you're just trying to do your best to help people. But as you become seasoned, you know when God says, that's it. I'm done for tonight. We could go on. There's no harm in praying. There's no harm in laying hands on you. There's no harm in singing some more. But if the Lord said, I'm done working, then we might as well go get something to eat. No, you can stay here if you want to, but I'm going. You ready? Bow your heads with me. Same with you if it's safe. Those of you at home, I pray over every penny that's coming in. You all need it. You all need it. Pause a minute. Look up here, doctor. You're my friend for life. You know that. We're in covenant. I need some seed. I need a miracle. I want to pump this into your life. I'm going to sow $1,000 to you right now personally. I love you, and I know you'll know what to do with it. That's why, Pastor, same with you. If you receive it, I got to get some seed in right here. And so I'm going to sow $1,000 to you. And please receive it. I know you know what to do with it. You know, as far as praying over, I don't care what you do with the money, but, you know, it's yours. It's yours. But please receive that seed. I got to get that in the ground. Because I not only need the budget met. Do you think that's the only need I have? I calculated this morning. It takes me $8,756 a day to run our ministry. And that's nothing new. That's no new projects. That's not going any new place. It's life in ministry. And so I learned. I heard your pastor. You got one of the finest pastors on the planet. I heard him say, tonight when he took the church offering, you got a soul. You got a the seed in the ground. I'm no different. I got to get seed in the ground. Best seed I know is honor seed. These men are elder statesmen, and they've proven their way. And man, if I had 10,000, I'd be handing it off to you. So please receive that. I love you both. I honor you both. Father, bless these that come now. Stand with me, everybody, if you will. There'll probably be 200 old preachers in here tomorrow night. Did I just call them old? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Come on, everybody. Do your best to be a blessing in God and so. And please don't be dismissed. Let's do it orderly and in God. God bless you for helping. God bless you for sowing. Great job. Woo! What a night! What a night!
All over this place, just lift your hands to heaven. Father, thank you for what you've done again tonight. Your presence has been made known right here in the Holy Spirit Conference. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this house. Jesus, you might not be welcome in many churches, but this is not one of those churches because you are welcome in this place. You are welcome at Accelerate Church. You are welcome at Mark Barclay Ministry. Father, we love you so much and we honor you tonight for showing us and having your way in this place. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Well, thank you for coming out tonight. We appreciate it. 10:30 tomorrow morning. 6:15 tomorrow night for prayer, and then 7 o'clock, and again, Friday morning at 10:30, Friday night, wrapping it up right here at 6:15 for prayer and 7 o'clock. Don't forget the product tables. Ministers, hold on. That's right. I'm sorry. We don't normally do this. You ladies have something special. Miss Erin has asked Mrs. Barclay to do tea right here. So it's going to be Mrs. B, tea with Mrs. B at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Ladies, okay, ladies, not you men. Remember what Doc said tonight. So it was ladies' night tonight and now ladies' afternoon. So right here in the sanctuary. Senior ministers, if you're a senior minister and someone besides someone directly related to you knows it, we have a little fellowship in the Propel room. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
All right. All right, all right, all right, all right. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. There's Pastor preaching about the rapture. Anybody want to study for a few more minutes about the rapture? There we go. Let me kind of get everything in its right place over here. Thank you, Father, for a wonderful, amazing anointing here tonight. No matter who you are, male or female, tonight you should have received from the presence of God that was in the building And what's so amazing to me is that presence is all the way here. And thank God for that. Thank God for that. There we go. There we go. I thank you for being here and being a part of this this great program. When we receive like this, it gives us such a revelation of what God is doing on the earth. And that manifested presence, God was touching me all night long in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. And I'm not confused. I know I'm a man. There's no woman part of me. But that manifest presence of Almighty God is ours to receive from. And when the presence of God shows up in the building, thank you, Father, for your wonderful presence. And what, as Pastor said several times, what we got to do is learn to receive. We've got to learn to receive from that presence, that manifested presence of God, because it's that anointing that destroys the yoke and removes the heavy burden in our lives. And so always, no matter here with us here or the anointing that comes from teaching and preaching the word, or if you're online and you're studying a message from another minister, look for the anointing. Don't just turn a video on and sit and watch videos. Don't do that. Receive from the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is in that room. And that's what goes past the surface of our life and gets down on the inside of us, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's receive our communion elements like we do every night.
Time for the great amen.
It's time for the great amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Let's receive our communion elements tonight. If you're new to us, if this is the first time you've been a part of a program like this, what you just saw is how much God loves his people, his children. And tonight in that service, God chose to manifest himself. And that's wonderful, because when that happens, then all of a sudden, you and I begin to see in their lives the victory that comes. And I remember about probably 15 years ago now, I was in a Holy Spirit conference, and Dr. Barclay began to prophesy by the Spirit of God that the women disciples were going to begin to fight a severe battle. Now, that's not because he wants them to. It's not his word that's speaking. He was speaking by the Holy Spirit. And that husbands would need to learn to lay hands on their wives, and wives would need to learn to let their husbands pray over them and expect the power of God to move and go to warfare, because in the end times, they were going to be, the battle and the attack on women was going to be severe. Well, you can see that was such a prophetic utterance about the day that we live, where now women are saying, that they're going to get pregnant just so they can have an abortion. That's severe. I don't think any of us saw that when Pastor prophesied that 15 years ago. But that's how far down the depth all of this depravity has gone. It's just how far down it's gone. And so no matter who you are, no matter what woman you are, know this, you're going to have to fight. It's all right, we have the restraining order. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of your mortal body. So you don't ever have to surrender or submit to any physical battle or psychological or emotional battle. You have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. And if you hold on to the traditions of men, then you'll be sick and your body will be broken down and you'll be confused, but there's no reason for it. Because the same Spirit that literally brought Jesus' body back to life, that raised Jesus from the dead, that same Spirit is living inside of you. And it's producing life inside of your body right now. Now, you can argue with me. You can say, oh, that's really not true, and you're taking God too far. You can't take God too far. We're created in His image. He wants His image to be blessed abundantly. And the only thing that He can give you is life, because it's all that is inside of Him is life. And the price has already been paid once and for all. Jesus shed His blood once and for all. And thank God. Thank God that you and I, all we got to do is just receive it. And it doesn't matter how many churches don't believe in it. Doesn't matter how many denominations don't believe in it. Why would a loving father do anything except give life to his wonderful children whom he loves and cares for every day? It's the doctrines of men. And if you hold on to those doctrines, then you make the word of God to have no effect. And Jesus literally said, we read it last night in our teaching or in our read the word there this morning, that Jesus said, you literally reject God. And that's just not wise in Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Let's receive the communion elements together. Now, Luke 22:14. When the hour had come, He sat down with the 12 disciples. 15. He said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Jesus, with fervent desire, wants you to receive the communion elements with Him tonight, with fervent desire. Even though this is His broken body and His blood shed, He wants you to receive it and become a part of the mighty, awesome body of Christ. 16. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it. And he said, This is my body, which is given for you. Paul writes it, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. As often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. 27, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Don't let the spirit of religion use that verse to cause you to go away from God if you're struggling in your flesh or if you've sinned. See, the blood is designed to set you and I free from sin. So why would God keep it from you? This is for those who come mockingly or not serious about serving God or having sin in their life and not being willing to deal with it. Unforgiveness. That's how you receive it, in an unworthy manner. But if you'll do verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. We would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Love, God's perfect love, has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because you just judged yourself by the leadership of the Holy Spirit in the presence of God. And therefore, you will not be judged. As he is, so are we in this world. In Jesus' mighty name. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Because there is no fear in God's perfect love. Now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation, the prayer of rededication, and the prayer of hallelujah, I'm a child of God. I want everybody to pray it with me. The more you pray it, the more it gets down inside of your heart. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. To all of our disciples on YouTube, if you would place the communion verses in, that would be appreciated. I would thank you for that. Everybody pray this prayer with me. Those of you on with us in Zoom, click your mic on and pray this prayer with us tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Brother Roger, go ahead.
I believe that you're the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
You rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
And make me white as snow.
And make me white as snow.
I receive all of your love and your mercy.
I receive all of your love and mercy.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. The great amen. Welcome to the family of God, no matter who you are. Listen, you might even be watching this during the tribulation, the 7 years of tribulation, because you missed the rapture. That prayer I just prayed is containerized in this video, and if you meant it from the depths of your heart, you have been born again, even during the tribulation. We welcome you. Pastor, what just happened? Well, on the inside, you asked Jesus to come into your life, and therefore he did. When he comes, he brings his grace, mercy, love, righteousness, and all of himself. Prayed with me and said, fill me with all the fullness of God. I know to lead you in that prayer. You trusted me and prayed it. And therefore it happened. And then you prayed, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And it happened. He's more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you even are to ask. You just got filled with the Holy Spirit, God Almighty Jesus, over and over, and everything in your life is being filled with it. Pastor, I didn't even repent of all my sins yet. I didn't say one of them up to God. Well, the cool thing about our God is, all of those sins, as soon as you say, Jesus, come in, they don't matter, because he washes them out into the sea of his forgetfulness, and they are never to be remembered against you another day. He does not impute your sins against you if you just receive him. Jesus said it. Paul said it. To as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the children, the sons and daughters of God. Now, you might say, Pastor, how will I know how to walk with God or to be a Christian or be a believer? I recommend you call yourself a believer every day. I am a believer. When you pray and talk to the Father, say, Father, thank you that you allowed me to be a believer in you through the blood of Jesus and his righteousness. And then every day, all day long, just talk to Father like he's your father. Now, remember, I like what Pastor said. He's not your bud. He's not one of the bros. He is God Almighty. He decided he would be your father even after we sinned and was away from him. And so he will always be a father to you. But, of course, a father is not your peer. And should never be treated like that. He should always be treated with honor and respect. And we should always come to him as a child saying, You might say, I need a hug. He'll give you a hug. I just need to talk to you, Dad, Father, and he'll let you talk to him. And then he will lead you into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I say it every day. When you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, proclaim it. Father, help me walk with you today. Help me walk with you today. And then all day long, talk to him like he's walking with you, because he is. What he really wants is for you to allow him to be the pilot and you be the co-pilot, and get to the point in your relationship where you can be like Jesus. I only do what I see my Father do, and I only say what I see my Father, hear my Father say. And it's a wonderful journey to walk with the Father, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. They live in here. And they're now going to lead you from the inside out. And they're going to give you a wonderful life as you walk with them. Remember, all the battles of life don't stop because you're born again. You just get to have victory over every battle now that you have God living on the inside of you. In Jesus' mighty name, click like, hit subscribe, ring the bell. You can, that way you always know when we're live. Monday through Saturday at 8 p.m. we're here, at least for this season of life, all right, which has been for 2.5 years now. And then in the morning time, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central, we have a prayer program where we pray for the nation, we pray for the world, and we pray for each other. And I did something today. I myself went to my own YouTube channel and searched up a topic. Let's say faith. If you go to YouTube, if you go to your YouTube account, open it up, go up to the search bar at the top of the page, and type Samuel J. Cottle, that's the name of the page, and then faith. And click that send button. It's going to show you a lot of different messages that we've taught right here on faith. Many of them. And you can teach, you could do finances. You could do love. You could do one with the Father. There's a bunch of messages about one with the Father. I'm building playlists so that people have the ability to go in there and click on a playlist, and then they'll be able to get that whole subject in a playlist. And it's free. And like Brother Keith Moore says, if there's no charge, there's no excuse to not know who God is and walk with him every day of your life. And one stray fly has survived the cold. Die, fly. Now, let's receive the communion elements together tonight in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Get my elements right here. Now, some people hold both elements up throughout the whole time they're praying. I get a little more I don't just hold still, and so I don't want to spill the grape juice on my Bible, which I like to leave open, or on my computer. So I always set my grape juice back down after we bless them, so that I don't have that process go if I get excited in the Lord. You ready? Let's bless these elements together. Say this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements. Roger, Sister Phyllis. For this time of communion with you, Lord. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. You just keep saying it. And by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, my will, and my emotion. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community, and right here in this community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name. And now let's receive the broken body of Jesus tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for your body broken and your blood shed for us tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus, the most powerful cleansing force on the face of this earth, I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
In my life forever.
In my life forever.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus,
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
Every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation in my life.
And there is no more condemnation in my life.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass
over. And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
The glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. Let's receive his bloodshed tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And you know, the Bible says they sang a hymn and went out. And before we go out, I'm going to sing a hymn. And we haven't sang my dad's, it was my dad's favorite song, The Power in the Blood. So let's sing that. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win?
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
I like that song. And then my dad would play the second verse with his trombone. I liked it when he did that. And then we'd sing the second verse. And there's always a shout of glory, honor, and praise. And as my dad would say, hallelujah, and he'd give a big glory kick. And my dad's in heaven. I just was thinking about him today. And so my dad was a mighty man of God, was preacher, a pastor all of his life, and lived to be 83 years old. And even though he fought the battle with Alzheimer's, even though he fought that battle up to the last day, before he really started to cross over, he would look you in the eye and pray over you and speak the word of God over your life. It was amazing to see how God blessed his life in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, before Phyllis reads our closing verse, I want to read the verse that I've begun to speak over all of us here. And I want you to be very, very, very specific to receive these verses from me because they're so powerful. Now, I know we get lots of word here, but it doesn't matter. You and I have got to live saturated in the word of God, and we can't ever resist speaking another verse of scripture because that resists that deep meditation that God wants us to have that produces the life. This is Job chapter 33, and it's verses 14 through 18. Job 33, 14 through 18. I speak this over every one of you tonight. For God may speak in one way or another, and yet man not perceive the revelation of it. I'm giving you the Cobble paraphrase as we go here, okay? If you look at your King James or New King James, it doesn't say those exact words. But I want to give you the Cobble paraphrase a little bit, all right? Verse 15. In a dream, in a vision, I love this, in the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their bed, then he, notice that's capitalized, that's God, opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. Verse 17, that he may withdraw men from his purpose, cut off pride from him. He holds him back from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword of God's destructive judgment. Now watch. I want to read this in the Amplified to you. For God does reveal his will. Verse 14, he speaks not only once, but more than once, even though men do not regard it or understand it. Verse 15, one may hear God's voice in a dream, in a vision of the night when deep sleep falls on him. And then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction of what he said. Now,
in return,
Joel chapter 2. I know I'm taking extra time here tonight, but I'm going to take it because we're going to get this inside of us. This is Joel prophesying 800 years before Jesus came to this earth. Verse 28, Joel 2:28. And it will come to pass afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. If you're not, you need to figure out why and come to the understanding of what God is saying. Because this is a promise 800 years before it happened. Actually, 850 years before it happened. Your old men shall dream, young men shall see visions. On my men servant and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit. This supernatural communication from God in visions and dreams is available for the old men and the old women, and the young men and the young women. I encourage you to begin to pray every night. Father, speak to me in a dream, in a vision. I heard a man who's very, very skilled in dreams and visions say, a lady came to him and said, pray for me. I don't ever have a dream, and I don't pray in the Holy Ghost yet. He said, Father, help her have a dream and help her pray in the Holy Ghost. She came back a week later and said, I had a dream. In my dream, I was praying in the Holy Spirit and woke up praying in the Holy Spirit. God asked Solomon, after he dedicated the temple, what do you want from me? And Solomon said, I want wisdom to lead your people because I'm a young man. And God said, in his dream, I'm not only going to give you wisdom, but I'm going to give you wealth since you didn't ask for the neck of your enemy and what you asked for was wisdom, and I will give you peace all of your years. Now, you and I can learn from Solomon. God spoke to Solomon in a dream. Solomon answered him in that dream, and God made it work for Solomon all of his life. What are you saying, Pastor? Start asking God to give you dreams, help you remember them, and then speak to you about things in your life that might be sticking points you're having a hard time getting by. And he will do it. We've got a revelation right here. Job 33, Joel chapter 2, Acts chapter 2. And the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I will come to dreams and visions. It's the language of the Holy Spirit to you and I while we sleep in our generation. Somebody say this with me. Say, Father God.
Father God.
Help me see who you are.
Help me see who you are.
And even use my dreams and give me visions.
And even use my dreams and give me visions.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I heard a story of a person who was praying very diligently for their grandchildren. And it didn't seem like their grandchildren were going the right way at all. And they just said, God, give me an answer. And God gave them a revelation in a dream at night. And they did that. And when they said something, God gave them a word in the dream to say to their grandchildren. And one by one, they just all started coming to God. They just all just turned to God from that word that God gave that person in their dream. So I say, Father, speak to me in my dreams and speak to every one of us so that we can go beyond the next barrier that would stop us or slow us down. And we would see and know who you are in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, Sister Phyllis, let's have our closing doxology.
Okay, Jude 20 through 25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now pause for a minute because you're going to read the Revelation verses, but literally Jude is saying, pray in the Holy Spirit. You will build yourself up. You will keep yourself in the love of God, and it will help you when you don't feel like showing mercy to show mercy and looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, that you are keeping us from even stumbling all the way to the end. Go ahead, Sister Phyllis, Revelation.
Okay, Revelation 1, 5, and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
And amen and amen. And that glory is on you and me. And that dominion is ours to walk in every day. Now, put your hands up and say this with me. Father, we reap every soul.
Father, we reap every soul.
That not only listen to our program, but also attended the Holy Spirit Conference. We declare the revelation of God's Holy Word. Is in full manifestation in their life. In Jesus' mighty name. I receive the hundredfold return. That you designed for me. According to Mark chapter 10. And we use it to preach the gospel. Right here and around the world. Wherever you send us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, one more thing before we go. Today, we added the nation of Malawi, the nation of Nepal, and the nation of, well, there's three. We're up to 52 nations now. I thought I had it laid out well. We're up to 52 nations now that we're reaching with the word of Almighty God. Thank you for your faith with us every day in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Bulgaria. We added Malawi, Bulgaria, and What was the other one I said? Nepal. Nepal. Want to say it with me? Thank you, Jesus, for helping us preach the gospel around the world.
Thank you, Jesus, for helping us preach the gospel around the world.
Now you think about it. You and I are sitting in our homes, and Jesus said, go into all the world. And who'd have thought that you and I sitting here during the pandemic would begin to go into all the world and preach the gospel? But here we are. Thank you for your faith in Jesus' mighty name. Remember, tomorrow morning we'll be live for prayer at 9 a.m. Eastern Central, Eastern Standard Time, 8 Central. And then at 10:30 Central, we'll be live for the Morning Holy Spirit Conference program. If you didn't get a chance to listen to this morning's program, oh my goodness, go back and listen, because God was speaking about the Holy Spirit. And my goodness, powerful, powerful time. Don't miss the morning sessions if you have any ability to be there. And until we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is.
And Jesus is Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. So we welcome all you, your new nations that have just joined with us. God bless you. And share it with those in the nation beside you and above you and beneath you, so that we can just keep spreading this gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of faith all over the world. We'll see you soon.